Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday. Well, happens Mondays only, at least through the summer, at 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud. By putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, or TR90. And Frank says that you can see these popping up on other podcast services as well. If you are listening to this as a podcast and wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, six-digit conference code, put in 910022 to join us live. And we would be delighted to have you along with us. For those of you that do not know who I am, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. These calls are archived back 15 and a half, almost 16 years now on SoundCloud. And there's just a wealth of information there. And I've been one of the hosts, I want to say, for better than 10 years at this point. Anyway, I come to you with an education background, huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise, and I came into the TR90 program 15 and a half, almost 16 years ago when it first started. I came from its immediate predecessor, the R90, which was redesigned in 90, and that one didn't work so well for me, but the TR90 worked fabulous. In that I was able to drop about 20 body inches in about 6 months. Your results may vary. This is why it is very important to take your photos once a month, do your measurements once a month, and check to see how your clothes are fitting once a month, because that will give you a much better idea than hopping on the scale, regular bathroom scales, and seeing what it's saying. Even with the Omron and Wiving scales, which give you the body mass versus body fat, that they're better, but they still don't have all the nuts and bolts of what you really need. So when you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. I would say about 40% of the time. I had to take them with my meals because my life is so crazy that if I didn't, I was forgetting my supplements. And it's really important to get those supplements. Then you've got 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. They give you macronutrients, micronutrients, and fiber. Your macronutrients are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients are your vitamins and your minerals. And fiber, well, that helps in two ways, one of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. So if you've tried other programs and you felt like you were constantly hungry all the time, you're not getting enough fiber. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. You can definitely do more than that. Definitely do not do less than that, because that really is the bottom baseline of everything I've read and studied probably over the last 15 to 20 years. It's really critical to get that exercise in. And if you're exercising heavily, you can be losing up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So stopping to rehydrate is really important, and your baseline for hydration starts at 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So, for instance, if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water, and then you build it up from there depending on how humid it is outside, how hard you're working out, and how many fruits and vegetables you are eating that have a lot of moisture contained within them, is that will affect your level of hydration as well. And the last thing I highly recommend is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. Again, several studies over the last 15 or so years indicates that getting that good sleep clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories. It just sets your body up for a wealth of making good decisions and setting it up for really good the next day or two. So with that being said, I am actually pulling an article out of what happens to be the AARP magazine that comes out about once a month. And it was talking about a healthy you run a mile without running. And they have four exercises that they highly recommend that you do. So to get the healthy benefits of jogging, perform these four exercises in order. Rest 30 minutes or 30 seconds between each. Do the whole plan twice, which is about 10 minutes total. And that's a mile. So, and this is by Myatt Murphy is her last name, or their last name. And the first one is body weight calf raises. Stand on the lowest step of a staircase, facing the stairs. Hold on to the railing for balance. Place the balls of your feet on the edge of the step so that your heels are hanging off. So that means your front balls of your feet are right on the edge. Slowly raise your heels as high as you can and lower them down as far as you can. Do this, do as many repetitions as possible. If you don't feel steady on a step, try doing this move with both feet on the floor instead. So you do the same thing, but you can do it on the floor, but you're just you're doing the calf raises, but not lowering the heels nearly as far. Exercise number two is shadow boxing. Get into a boxing stance with your feet hip width apart, elbows close to your body, and fists in front of your face. Take one step back with your left leg and bend your knees slightly and throw a punch with your right hand. Reset, then throw a punch with your left hand as you rotate your torso to the right. Throw a total of 10 punches. Then switch your stance and do the opposite side, so that means switching your feet. Stepping back with your right foot. Alternate stances every 10 punches. Box until you're slightly fatigued. So, first one was body weight calf raises. Second one was shadow boxing. Third one is body weight lunges. Stand with your back straight, feet hip width apart. Arms at your sides. Step forward with your left leg, leaning forward until your left knee is above your toes. Your right leg should be as straight as possible behind you. Right heel raised off the floor. Push yourself back up to the starting position. Now repeat the move. This time, stepping forward with your right leg and keeping your left leg straight. Continue alternating between your left and right leg for as many repetitions as possible. This was one of those exercises we used to do during karate classes, and it helps lift your butt, but it also helps work all of your leg muscles. So again, this is another one. So you've got your body weight calf raises. Second, you've got your shadow boxing. Third, you've got your body weight lunges. Fourth is ropeless skipping. So for this one, you stand straight with your arms at your sides, palms facing inward. Rotate your forearms in a small circle and hop as though you're skipping rope. Keeping your legs and feet slightly apart, keep your head facing forward. Only hop off the floor an inch or so and land on the balls of your feet to reduce stress on your knees. Continue jumping at a comfortable pace until slightly fatigued. So that is the third one. And so for that one, you're only jumping 1 to 2 inches off the floor, but you're doing it like you're skipping rope. So body weight calf raises, shadow boxing, body weight lunges, and ropeless skipping. You do all those through one time, and then you wait 30 seconds between each one, and then you go back and you do all four of them again, and that should take roughly about 10 minutes, and they say that that is a mile. This person is an author of nearly 24 books on health and fitness. So this was short but sweet today at the top of the hour. If you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information with you on how to either build a new skin business, what's going on in the new skin world, just so that you're kind of aware of what's going on. Thrilled to have had you along with us. This is Susie Mann from Portland, Oregon, signing out on this June 16th, 2025. I hope you all had a great Father's Day yesterday. And I'm going to take us off mute so you can share any thoughts or comments you may have. Hopefully you found that of benefit. And if you have any thoughts or comments and you're one of my quiet types and would prefer to just send me a text, you can do that to 503-502-4863. And I would be delighted to get you out of the spam folder if you let me know you're part of the TR90 program. And I'll share whatever information I have that might be of help to you. And since I'm not hearing any other thoughts or comments, go out there, get that exercise in, eat right, and sleep well. And we'll see you back here next Monday. And hopefully it will be something just as interesting as what today's topic was.